I realized that we didn't have any African contemporary dance slash mob. Like, we have traditional dancers, but we haven't really seen an African contemporary dance slash mob. And I was having this with the other co-founder, who was my cousin. His name is Cedric. A couple of months later, we just started working on the plan, and yesterday happened.
What kind of dances did you incorporate? How long did it last?
The Flash Mob took place yesterday in downtown Silver Springs. It was a group that encompassed about 40 dancers. Some of us belong to dance troops in the DMV area. Some of us are just lovers of African dance. And we concentrated on three main dances. One's called Dombolo. It's more of a contemporary African dance from the Democratic Republic of Congo. The second dance we incorporated is called Coupe de Calé from Ivory Coast. And then there's a more recent dance craze from Ghana called Azonto, which is very popular, and some hip-hop as well. So the duration was about 5 minutes. We started off with live drums, and, you know, 10 people started to dance off, and then an additional 10 people jumped in, and then an additional 10 people jumped in. So by the end, we just had this mass of people doing a choreographed dance, about 40 people.
What was the reaction that you got from the crowd? Because I know the flash mob, the purpose is that you kind of spontaneously break into dance in a crowded area in public.
Oh my God, it was amazing. I was in shock because I did not think that it would have such an impact on people. I mean, we brought everyone together through dance, with the spectators, the dancers. It moved from actually having a flash mob to a block party. That's what it was. People were still standing there waiting for more. They wanted encore performances, and they just gathered around us for 4 hours. We kept going. Not a flash mob, but just like dancing around and showcasing contemporary dances and traditional African dancing.
Is it fun to do the contemporary dance? Because you find that people associate Africa with more traditional dancing sometimes, and this is very modern, fun ways of dancing to more modern music.
Yeah, and that's absolutely why I wanted to do African contemporary, because I think so many people know of the traditional dances in Africa, and I don't think that they've seen the contemporary side yet. So I wanted this to be out there in the media so that the world at large could see that Africa just doesn't offer traditional dances only, but contemporary dances as well.
And the beats are very engaging, very catchy for the audience. So people from all over, they kind of get drawn to the tempo of the music. It's more upbeat, and then there are, you know, certain moves that go with certain lyrics and different songs, and everyone ends up doing it. And the moves are typically moves that after you see them repeated a couple of times, anyone can kind of join in. So